All right, the Reds, this is the Anfield Raps Cup of Tea show where we get someone in interesting who works in the world of football or with the world of football. And here we are again. We've got James Wilson, also known as the Sleep Geek. Now, you will have all heard of marginal gains in football. Liverpool have been up to that themselves. We've got a throw-in coach. We've had various psychologists coming in. We've had people working on set pieces, all of these kind of things. And all football clubs seem to be up to it now. They all want to squeeze the absolute last bit they can out of these elite athletes that we call footballers. And James, you've been working with a number of football clubs, Sheffield United, Lincoln City, Rotherham United. You're also a sleep behaviour expert and co-founder of Being Well. That Being Well is an online platform aiming to improve everyone's ability to know about and look after their personal well-being. I've done the big intro for you there, mate. So tell us about how you got involved with football specifically then and how you started working with clubs.
So originally it was, I was working with Sheffield Hallam University and we did a study with Rotherham where it was looking at sort of a sleep intervention. So to measure how someone going in and sort of looking at sleep, and I look at sleep from a point of view of like behaviours around around feelings around sleep, mindset, and also the environment that we sleep in, which in football is quite interesting because often you're travelling quite a lot.
Yeah.
And it was something like, does it have an effect if someone starts like looking at these things? And we found it was really interesting. I'd say, was I successful that season? Well, Rotherham were 13th in League One when I started working with them that season, and at the end of that season they got promoted at Wembley. So I'm clearly claiming all credit
absolutely
for that. And when Rotherham get relegated, that's nothing to do with me. But it was starting that point, and it was probably the first time actually that was measured in football, and it was the first time that someone actually. What happens if you go into a club and start measuring it? And a lot of it was lessons that I learned. So it wasn't perfect. It really was not. We did a lot wrong. I think I was an expert sat in a room when I started, and a player walking through that door, that can also be seen as a sign of weakness. And I think that yeah. You know, like I've got sleep problems, so therefore I'm not going to play. So we had to sort of like, how do I become part of the performance team? How do I be trusted by the players? You know, I'm not a snitch. I'm not there to tell anyone else, you know, how much sleep they're getting. Because actually, from my experience, I work in sport a lot. You know, I work in with other sports as well. And people can perform amazingly on sports. If you're an athlete, for example, you'll have your event actually lasts 5 days. You've got heats, you've got a final. In that time, you're not sleeping great. So it's trying to get the idea that if we sleep well most of the time, those times we don't, particularly after a game, it's not as big an impact because sleep is very much a mental thing. It's very emotional. Mm. And I think that's sometimes hard for sports people too and footballers to acknowledge and appreciate. So they're used to, you do this training pattern, you're going to get better. You eat like this, you're going to get better. Well, the more you try and sleep, the harder sleep actually gets. And that's a quite interesting thing around sort of sport. And sleep's a very emotional thing. It's not like the other things that they do. And getting them to understand that is often the starting point.